You are now tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast, premiered every Thursday at noon at bringingdowntheband.com and brought to you by No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, Printfinity, and Team Backpack. Support the New Old Heads by visiting our Patreon at patreon.com/newoldheads. Episode 93, New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7. I make beats. I got the hard drive to prove it, and I do want that smoke. The chalice is in front of me, so is longevity. How are Hello. You, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
Good to see you, brother. Good to see you. I see you locked and loaded. Got a nice amount in there today.
Yeah. It's pretty full.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Nice kid. I see you.
We'll see.
In the corner, fresh to death as always, DJ J Diff.
Salutations.
What's going on, man?
I'm good, man.
Good.
I definitely got my kit together.
Yeah, I see you. I see you locked and loaded as well.
Locked and loaded.
That's a fresh. I like that tea, brother. I like that.
Yeah.
Cool. I always tell
I
you.
I ain't make it.
I know you didn't, but it's cool, though. Yeah. We did see some items that you did make before we went on. So shout out to Printfinity. That boy does do some good work, so.
Thank you. Thank you kindly.
Yeah, he's cold at what he does. Don't know introduction needed, but I guess I'll go ahead and take care of what I need to take care of. Mr. Wavy Light Skin Girls Be Loving Me Now, the voice of Indianapolis. He is conditioned. He is my brother. Jay Moore is with us.
What's going on, everyone?
How are you, sir? Ooh.
Doing well. Doing real good, actually.
I like how you just embracing who you are instead of
that's
rebuttal.
Just you, your inability to get over it.
this is what I wouldn't take,
You can't get over your own conditioning and have to project onto me.
Yeah, that's what
fine.
I was going
to
say. This is what I wouldn't take.
Oh, I knew you had something.
He keeps saying you conditioned like a perm, man.
Yeah, man. Oh. But, you know.
Conditioned.
I mean, that's about him and his conditioning. He's going to come to terms with it one of these days.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
Just know I saw the conditioning in action. We'll just leave that at that. Red August is in the building as well. Pay that man for his services. He is nice at what he does. Bar mitzvah.
I'm not doing that. He gets paid.
No, I'm not doing that. He gets paid. We want him to get paid. More weddings, graduations.
This is for him actually doing work. Right?
Yeah, he gets that bread. I'm campaigning for him to get more bread.
Or we can just give you his PayPal and you can just send him money.
Yeah. It's a red up.
Cash app.
Yeah. Cash.
We'll post that up next week. Make sure y'all pay this man just off GP. He does great work. Helps us out. He has enhanced our show, our overall experience. So we appreciate you, brother, for that.
And we are still nominated for a podcast in the best podcast in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yes,
per Indy Star.
Please go check us out. I have the link posted on my Instagram page. It is in my profile. So throw your boys a vote. We want to try to win that.
Every day.
Every day. Yeah. I actually know some people
that
out there.
Vote early.
Votes.
Vote often.
Vote early and vote often. We need
and
your
I'm
support.
Wearing one right now.
Yes.
What y'all know about that throwback?
Jay Moore laughed. I guess he does. Nobody else did.
Nope.
Y'all make sure y'all vote for us. Check us out because we really would like to win that. We are all competitive. We show love to everybody else, but a win is a win. So it would feel good to win that, no?
Yeah, we might be invited to like a banquet or something.
It might give us a plaque we can put on the table.
I'm sure that probably comes with it.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's try to get
the plaque. We just have to share it and be all ours.
It could be like both ours.
Can I take it home and show my... I could take it to my mother's house and show it to her and then bring it back.
I get it for Krimmel.
I think I got Thanksgiving there.
All right.
Bet that. Shout out to Lone with the phone volume.
He get it for Halloween.
He gets following. Yeah. Jay Moore, when you want to take it?
I'll take it on alternate Wednesdays.
Dang.
That sounds like a party.
Yeah, it does.
Alternate Wednesdays.
Jay Moore going to be carrying it around at coaches. Like, yeah, just so y'all know, when he get to talking at cash, he going to be holding up the plaque. So I ain't mad at that.
Word.
Shout out to the Stakes is High podcast as well as the Drunken Knights. They had their benefit in Sounds Park for the teachers and teacher supply. Jay Moore and I got a chance to stop by a rep for us. It was a very, very good event. Good food, good games.
Was you on a grill?
I was not.
Oh.
I was in line, though.
You got some utensils for that money.
Shout out to my man Swoop. He held it down as far as getting all the food together, making sure the food's properly seasoned. It was real nice, man.
Tender vittles.
Yeah, definitely. So we definitely appreciate the invite. We had a great time.
Shout out to the random white dude that came and ate like a half
plate
of ribs.
I wish y'all
a whole
were
half plate.
Oh, like a whole pan. Like
half pan.
Like there wasn't, there was just only so much ribs to go around. Like he had a plate of ribs and was standing over the ribs, and I think took some ribs home.
I'm talking about like standing over the tray that they sat down when they were done. Like he's just leaning
home,
over
though.
That. Like,
yeah, and everybody was like, "Hey, is that
your friend?" I thought T or no. Jones or somebody knew him.
Apparently, he lived around the corner and heard the music and smelled the food. And he had like a cousin Pete from Lil Lucky.
Lil Lucky.
Yeah.
So he was walking around fake engaging with people, but he really was just trying to
take
plates.
Pictures with people. Yeah.
Hey, man, I do music, man. Take my number down.
He was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So
hope he on,
here's my card.
On that crack.
Yeah. He ate well, though. He
crack have... tastes like ribs, mm-hmm. then he in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, so shout out to dude that did not need to be there. He definitely ate good. And
we welcome all people.
Yeah, we did.
And shout out to Goldberg. This is a PSA real quick. Since
tell
we're
him
talking
about that, man, because y'all know more about
crack.
That than me. I hadn't seen the movie in a while. We see the Kiss. Chalice. The Chalice.
Just say no to drugs. I don't know if y'all are familiar with
the Mighty Ducks.
The Mighty Ducks, and I think he was in Heavyweights.
Mm-hmm.
These are all like movies when we was 90s. Kids and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But Goldberg is looking real crackish.
How crackish is he looking?
Real crackish. Yeah. He might, maybe a little bit of meth involved in there.
The drastic
it looks
change,
like his teeth are gone.
Yeah.
The drastic change between the two photos that you showed, if I'm not mistaken,
there
was a photo of a year prior.
And I don't know if it was
a couple
year,
years, we say. Just guessing, right? Maybe recent. A couple years. And then the most recent one, and it's two different people, man. You can tell he's out of there.
Say no to drugs.
Yeah. It's a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
Got to be. I ain't going to never know about it.
Nor am I. So
no,
oh, I need that.
Get your life together, Goldberg. Shit, man.
Straight up,
I mean, looking like that.
Yeah, man. It's you know, it's crazy because you know with the whole Demi Lovato thing, you see all this sympathy for these drug addicts, but I'm like, I mean, I understand it's rough out here, but come on, man. Like somewhere along the line, didn't somebody say, hey, maybe meth isn't for you? Everybody thinks they can handle their meth. It's like, I could just do a little meth on the weekends.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Do we know any people that have actually legitimately handled their meth?
No, I don't know anybody that's handled
that's not
their
a
meth.
Thing.
It's not a public thing, probably either.
Yeah. Didn't no girl from Full House was on that shit for a while. she was on heroin. She was on one or two.
Just because she looks like
Actually, the
it
was sister.
About the twins, DJ.
The twins, right?
The
Olsen twins.
You talking about the younger, man. the mid sister?
The old, don't I like the Olsen
Stephanie.
Twins? What now?
Yeah, Stephanie.
They might have been, but we talking about Stephanie.
Stephanie. Okay.
Yeah, she was strung out on some shit.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I do remember hearing about that actually a few years ago.
Yeah, kids say no to drugs.
Yeah.
Shout out PSA moment.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Bob Saget.
We're here for the kids.
Bob Saget
was really a raw ass comedian.
Word.
Talk hellish shit.
Oh,
I knew
yeah.
Bob Saget from America's Funniest Home
yeah.
Videos.
Man, that was him real getting that him. Money.
Yeah, I didn't know about his. He had stand up.
Yeah, man.
I was asleep.
I mean, he's a comedian.
I mean, he can be a comedian in movies.
I'm just saying. All I meant by that was he is a comedian.
Is and, he for? And, I never knew that.
And he's a if you don't know about
he's
Bob Saget,
I'm asleep.
He's not a Full
I feel
House
bad now.
Danny Tenner type person in real life.
He's like
he's good.
He's more that guy who was in
Don't do that.
In what was the Dave Chappelle movie?
Yeah, how high? Half baked.
He's like how Bill Cosby really is in real life, but not quite.
Wow.
Without the criminal tendencies.
Without the criminal tendencies.
I see where you're going. I could take that. Yeah. I gotta look that up.
Minus the Quaaludes.
Oh, yeah. But it was back in that era, so you know you had all those perfectly. You know, those perfect
he
fathers
was
on television.
Doing that. He was slipping them Quaaludes and drinks, too.
Bob Saget?
He might have been, you know.
Well, I mean,
he's got that white privilege.
It was a party drug.
Brilliant.
There you go.
Brilliant. Well, that's that, then.
Yeah, we take it somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely look him up, though, because I was sleeping.
Before we slander Bob Saget anymore.
Right.
Shout out to America's Funniest Home Videos. We'll take
I'm
a
sure
check.
Bob is a perfectly great human being.
Yeah,
probably
sure
is.
He probably still getting
but
bread
he be in the
that.
Club talking about, and so I says to the bitch. No.
Yeah, that's what's up. Mm-hmm. So episode 93, I say Dwight Freeney. We cool with that?
Yeah, yeah. No problem with Dwight Freeney. I think he just retired.
Oh, word.
Well, yeah, he gave us he might have retired a coat, too. I think he...
Yeah, because he actually played in that Super Bowl with the Falcons.
He and Robert Mathis gave us great years, so shout out to Dwight
I think he finished, what, San Diego?
Yeah.
No, he finished in Atlanta.
Was it Atlanta?
Yeah.
I thought he signed like a... Contract,
yeah,
day contract,
like a
yeah,
one day contract to finish Colt. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, he gave us great years. He played, you know, obviously on those teams with Pete Money. So, shout out to Dwight Freeney. All
shout
right.
out to El Brown.
Don't do that. We're not doing that.
That's my guy.
Yeah, that's the homie.
Yeah,
we're not gonna do that. NFL Hall of Fame inductees.
He told us to talk. He said in a private message.
What's that, Ills?
Yeah, he was like, yeah, make sure y'all talk about that the NFL and Madden. He was trolling.
Oh yes, okay. We'll talk about it. But shout out to Randy Moss, man. I got a chance to watch his entire speech. He had a tie. It was really, really dope. It was a navy blue tie. The names were gold, the master jacket. He had 10 names that included Tamir Rice, Eric Gardner, Freddie Gray, Sandra Bland, Alton Sterling. We all know where these names come from. We have talked about these names.
Most of us.
The slain African-American.
The slain? People,
slain. Hmm. Did I say slain? Hmm. Slain is correct, no?
I guess, keep going.
He trying. I give him an A for effort.
All right.
Slain makes me think of like with swords. I'm just saying, like, but yeah.
I feel you. Randy basically said, I just wanted the family members to know that they were not alone. We hadn't forgot about them. And he actually was saying that post ceremony, induction ceremony. He was sitting next to Ray Lewis, and he opened up his jacket. So they could zoom in on how nervous Ray Lewis looked. Ray looked mad nervous when the tie came out.
Really looking like. What's dude's name on Django? Steven. And Steven looking at
him. Ray's speech was cold. Ray got busy on his speech, though.
Was it really cold?
Come on, man. With the wireless mic, don't do that. I'm coming to you, Jay Moore, because I think he got pent-up aggression.
That's why his bus looked like trash.
His bus was trash. Randy Moss's bus was dope.
Yeah.
Except had the cornrows on it.
He had the cornrows. I'm trying to think. Nobody saw T.O.'s bus.
Randy, before we go any further, just a quick plug. Did you see the video of the white girl who was doing cornrows, but she had a big pack of corn?
No.
Frozen corn, and she was threading it with corn?
No, she wasn't.
No. Are you serious?
No, I didn't see that.
No, man.
She was trolling.
Okay.
But it was funny.
All
right. I definitely have to look that up. So, Brother Moore, talk to me about... First of all, let's start positive and tell me about the impact of Randy Moss's tie. Then I guess you can get to Steven.
Well, no, I mean, I think that's when you have a platform and you have an opportunity to make a statement. I think that's very important that because he didn't have to do that. He could have got up there and, you know, had on a new T-shirt, something maybe Nike gave him, something to wear. It's definitely going to benefit him and him only.
Right. That's a fact.
But for him to keep... the names of those who have been lost to police violence in the forefront, I think was very big. You know, that might have been one of his most important, more important than any touchdown he could have ever scored. So
lasting impact.
You know, and it's one of those things where you're like, hey, you know, he's putting himself on the line because there are, the way it's set up now, there are people who don't like that sort of thing. So there's somebody who might have had a business opportunity set up for a Hall of Famer wide receiver who was like, no, I'm going to step back from that. And he probably knew that, and he still decided to do that. So I
commend him for that.
I do commend him for that. Yeah. I think that's very admirable.
Yeah.
Especially right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now.
It takes balls to do that, if you think about it.
Yeah,
he
really
does.
A cowboy.
Nah, he's not. See, I need Dap on that. I like that. That's well placed.
But you know,
I need Dak on that.
Yeah. Oh, need Dak on that. See,
I like that.
Dropping
too.
Them entendres.
Yeah, Lone is a rapper. Don't y'all forget that. Shout out to Hanks Jones, Section Leaders. Go ahead.
When we talk about Ray Lewis, now I'll be honest. I'm a longtime Pittsburgh Steelers fan, so of course I don't like anybody who's played for the Ravens except for Rod Woodson.
Hold on. Let me paint the picture for them in terms of what Ray did, and I'm coming back to you.
No, it's okay.
Or do you want to just go ahead?
And the thing is, like Ray, because he was sitting right next to Randy, when this happened, and he just looked like, come on, man, don't mess up the moment.
Yeah,
can we get a reenactment?
Yeah. So
Randy Moss was talking
there with some Beijing or whatever that was.
Don't do that.
And you know, of course, like Ray Lewis.
Don't do that.
Let's clear something up. Ray Lewis was not convicted of murder.
Facts.
You have to understand, he's a snitch because he turned state's evidence on his people.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you know, what's crazy. Ray did some time behind that. But the people that he snitched on didn't wind up getting convicted. So he's not even a good snitch.
Let me play devil's advocate here.
If anyone knows, I don't care for Ray Lewis.
There's a lot of folks don't care for Ray Lewis right now.
So does Ray have to abide by the street codes? Is he a street dude? Because we know how they do about
of course not. Of course not. Like, we already know he's a snitch.
He's a law-abiding citizen, no?
We already know that he will... He doesn't care for the movement.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. He blocked the Kaepernick deal.
And so, and we already know, like, for whatever reason,
Kaepernick's wife capped at his ass.
For whatever reason, the NFL decided, hey, we'll, you know, we're going to talk about this later. You know, we need to make sure that they don't mention Colin Kaepernick's name in our NFL football game. But in 2005, we'll put this snitch on the cover of the game.
Yeah.
That happened.
Once again, I don't want anybody to get, I hate when people call him a murderer because, once again, he's not a murderer. Ray Lewis is a snitch.
His name is Steven.
Wow.
Allegedly.
If you look at
it's not alleged. He's a snitch.
He don't like to see black people riding horses.
If you looked at it, and the thing about it is, there's actually some...
Allegedly.
There's footage of him actually going with his homie, going at his homie, Shea Sharp, on Undisputed. Like, Shea was calling him to the carpet on the very thing that Jay Moore was talking about. And he was like, yo, man, you my homie. We came up together in the system in terms of the Ravens.
Yeah, I remember that.
Ray Lewis stayed with him, right, when he was going through all the issues. So they like brothers, so they close. But he called him on it alive and was like, yo, I got to disagree with what you said about Cap. And I'm paraphrasing here, but Shea Sharp was like, you really are sucking and jiving low key.
Look, when somebody has been shown as much grace as Ray Lewis has, it is imperative that you do not come at somebody like Colin Kaepernick, who hasn't had as much as a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
You know, all he wanted to do was peacefully protest the deaths of unarmed black people at the hands of police.
And play football.
And play a little football. But, oh, no, you've been shown a level of grace for being a snitch in a murder trial.
Yeah.
That is almost incomprehensible to someone like me. But, you know, someone will say I'm hating. But that's fine.
And he was in Baltimore snitching.
Facts.
That's crazy.
We've all seen The Wire.
Mm-hmm. He could have ended up in one of them boarded up buildings.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Shouts to Marlo.
I see you.
He coming.
I think to come back full circle about the, I guess, what we started in terms of Randy, I think it's dope to have those names because hopefully they always continue to show Hall of Fame videos. So when that comes up, there's going to be somebody down the road that's going to Google and see what happened with the people and why they were on the tie. For those that weren't informed, or, you know, obviously it happens after the fact down the road.
I'm hoping that this situation actually ends up in history books. Because,
exactly.
You know, they take a lot of stuff out and try to change the narrative from what I understand in history books nowadays. They call slaves now
unpaid workers.
Unpaid workers, right?
Yeah.
They came over here to work. That's not true. That's bullshit.
That's how old I am because that's new.
I think they try to fog it with the Asian Chinese people and the Irish workers.
Okay.
They try to mix all that together. It's one thing.
Fair enough. I wasn't aware of that. Okay.
Yeah, that's what's going on. But hopefully, you know, that is written into what's going on because people try to change the narrative all the time. You see it in politics. You see it in the music industry. I just seen something with Dame Dash talking about what's his name?
Lior Cohen
saying he didn't know who Dame Dash was.
And there's all these pictures of them.
If we can squeeze that in, I definitely would like to start talking about our music portion, because, man, Dame called it years ago, called him a culture vulture.
Yeah.
And he pretty much exposed himself to be just what Dame said he was. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's just how people try to change what's going on. And so hopefully this portion of history isn't forgotten and left out of the books for people to read later.
Yeah, so shout out to Randy Moss for taking the initiative and also risking. I think it's a risk. To your point where you talk about what might happen and, you know, the opportunities that he may lose. Hopefully he doesn't, but we never know in these days. That's big.
Does he work for the NFL still?
He is a part of the NFL network, I believe, in terms of color commentary not color commentary, but the halftime show. He's on a halftime show for either the NFL Network or maybe Fox.
And that's interesting that he takes that angle, because remember with when Mike Vick was asked the same question about Kaepernick.
Yeah.
He was saying he thinks he should cut his hair or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the message that the Afro portrayed.
Right.
And I'm thinking, to me, the Afro drives the point home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And it kind of goes to what you were saying as far as
He's been shown grace.
Right.
Someone who
I see
is
I see
a felon who actually spent 2 years in a federal prison,
right? And still got a job,
and
in
was
the
still
league
able to get $100 million contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. So
right.
when you're that's showing that kind of grace, you need to have a different mindset. So
that's a fact.
That's all I'm saying.
If anything, he should be capping for Kaepernick.
Exactly. That's a fact. I agree with y'all 100%.
Like, if they let me back in the league, this guy is.
He definitely should be.
All he did was kneel quietly.
Right.
I was out here fighting dogs.
Definitely.
Ray Lewis is like, hey, man, I was out here on a murder trial.
Mm-hmm.
Big facts. So
they let me back in the league. No one was burning my jerseys.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. No, it's for real.
We see you long. speaking of Cap, EA Sports apologized this past Thursday night for editing out Colin Kaepernick's name. In a soundtrack for the Madden 19 video game. We all know how popular Madden is. They said it was an unfortunate mistake. It says, we made an unfortunate mistake with our Madden NFL soundtrack, EA Sports said. And it says, membership of our team misunderstood the fact that while we don't have rights to include Colin Kaepernick in the game, this does not affect the soundtracks. We messed up, and the edit should never have happened. There was a record with Big Sean, YG. YG went on IG. And I actually was like, yo, I demand an apology.
Yeah, he was actually outside. He took a knee while he was doing the apology.
Yes, he was outside. Poolside, yes.
Yeah.
And I've been seeing it. Here's the thing. Shout out to Ill Brown, because Ill Brown made me actually think about this. So we always talk about the stance on the NFL. Are you going to watch? Are you not? Will it have impact, et cetera? We've already beat that. That's a dead horse. We get that. But I saw Charlamagne, Ninth Wonder, couple other people.
Van Lathan
pretty much saying they were going to put the bread up for the amount that the game would cost. And I feel bad. I didn't look up the foundation that it would go towards. Is it something involved with Cap?
The Know Your Rights Foundation.
Know Your Rights. So people are pretty much saying we want to boycott Madden because of this situation. Now, there are people on both sides. There are some people that are like, yo, let's go ahead and boycott Madden. Let's put that bread towards a better cause and let's show them, quote unquote, right? There are other people that are like, this is not going to matter. I'm still going to cop the video game. I'm still going to go to games. I'm still going to do fantasy, et cetera, right? Like, I'm all in because it's really not that big of a deal. So I'm coming alone. In terms of this whole situation, in terms of the boycott, we talk about the impact or whatever. Like, how do you feel about the people that say, yo, it's really not that big of a deal and, you know, it is what it is. I'm still going to enjoy the game because I'm a gamer.
I respectfully disagree.
All right.
So I understand that people just not buying a game is not going to necessarily alone cause any type of impact necessarily. But when you stack that on top of other things and you get movements and you get pushing behind it, that's how movements are started.
Facts.
A part of it.
I agree.
The NFL is getting paid off of that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
they have a partnership.
So if you decide to not put your money up, to not go to NFL games, to not do these things, then you are contributing in some point. Now, the points that a lot of people are making is that it's not where it needs to start, mm-hmm. I think, a lot of times, mm-hmm. and that is what I would agree with. I feel like it needs to start with the players. I feel like we can contribute to that by boycotting,
right,
or if we don't feel like we want to support such things,
mm-hmm.
Which I don't. But at the same time, I feel like it does need to start, and there needs to be a strong foundation up top from the people that are actually engaging in it.
Okay.
Some of those arguments that I've seen as well said, well, this isn't going to have direct effect on the communities and certain things going on. I think they're one of the references was what there were a whole bunch of shootings in Chicago last weekend.
I believe 30 people. 30 people died in.
I thought it was like 65 shot, like 15.
15 died. It was within a short amount of time, though. Like,
so the argument to that was, well, how is not buying a video game going to affect that?
That's the one I saw the most. Good point.
But at the same time, it's police brutality. I don't buy the idea that just because slavery is over,
yep,
or segregation is over, or Jim Crow is over, mm-hmm. or that stuff is over, that it's completely gone from our system of America.
Right.
Right. It is turned into other things. So I don't buy into that idea that everything's just all good and we just need to accept things how they are now and just move on. Now, to an extent, I believe there is a portion that you do have to accept where we're at, but then move on it.
Sure.
But the idea of just ignoring the fact of actually standing up and actually boycotting things and actually protesting certain things, that still has value to me, in my opinion. So that's what I'll say. I could go farther, but I'll leave it open for
J-Div, jump in terms of the, I guess, kind of piggybacking on what Lone said in terms of the actual impact. Will there be impact? We know where you stand in terms of watching the games, you know what I'm saying, and being involved with the NFL. I'm not sure if you're a gamer, though. So
I'm a gamer, but I do the same thing with the live and everything.
Yeah.
I pretty much buy it every other year anyway.
2K. That's what I
do. Yeah, stuff 2K, like that. Yeah. But I understand the impact as far as, especially with people having a reason to donate that money to Kaepernick's, what's it called?
The Know Your Rights campaign.
Know Your Rights campaign. I think that is something positive.
They're offering a solution.
Right, offering a solution to it. Because what I don't like, and I've said this before, is all the money combined in the NFL. If you decide you want to watch football, play the game, that's fine. It's just, this is just where I stand. I think there's enough resources in there for people to create their own thing. I'm tired of everybody always wanting to be involved in what's going on or wanting to have equal rights and shit that we're not invited to or they don't want us around. We still want to be a part of it. Fuck that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? This is a time and a place to start creating our own shit. Mm-hmm. Other people can be involved in it as well.
Okay.
I'm not saying just make it all exclusive to where, you know what I'm saying, other races aren't
it's
invited.
Pro-black or whatever.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? I mean, it can still be pro-black. Pro-black doesn't mean that
that's
you're...
That's what I meant.
Doesn't
that's
mean
what I
anti-white.
Meant.
Right.
Yeah, that's what
it
I meant.
It doesn't mean
that's
that.
What I meant. Yeah.
So I think it's time to start creating our own stuff. There's no reason to want to be involved in all this stuff that we are in and we're pretty much the majority leader as far as bringing in the income, but we're not majority leader as far as ownership is involved. That's what I don't like.
The ownership piece is
definitely
important.
Like when you compare NBA and NFL, I mean, you do have a lot of white ownership in the NBA as well, but you have minority leadership and ownership as well.
That's a fact.
NFL is not present at all. And then you have, I think McMahon's, he's starting like an XFL or something like that.
There's actually two new leagues.
They're bringing that back?
Yeah,
unfortunately. Yeah, they're bringing back the XFL.
shout out to He Hate Me.
He Hate
and,
Me.
He
actually got a deal out of that.
That's the only person I can remember is He Hate Me.
And they're bringing,
shout out to He Hate Me.
I just know there's another football, the American Alliance Football League.
Mm.
I know that
you always got
Mike Singletary
Canadian
is
league.
Involved. I know that, you know, there's a couple general managers and I know there are people who are involved. It's going to be a spring league. It's not going to compete directly against the NFL. But just to Terry's point, like we've brought this up before, is like it's not enough to just not watch the games.
Right.
It's not enough just to not watch or buy the video game. That's why I like the Madden Challenge that was put up by, you know, when people say, okay, use your platform for something positive. And they said, okay, we're going to use our platform to say, instead of spending the $59.99, that's before tax, of course,
he's a gamer.
to buy this video game, put up $59.99 for the Know Your Rights campaign. And they've raised over $80,000. So if you think about $59.99 at a time to get to $80,000, it's a big deal. So I think.
So imagine how much EA is actually getting from those,
those
games, period.
So one of the things that I think that is very important is that we understand the strength of our voice, the strength of our dollars. And I think we need to send, for whatever reason, it seems like the powers that be in the NFL are only concerned about the loss of viewership and the loss of from their racist white fans.
Yeah.
Like, right. Why are you so
concerned about the bottom line? That's the reason why.
And it's like, why are you not concerned about your black fans, your Hispanic fans, your progressive white fans.
Yep.
Why are you only concerned about your white fans who like to set things on fire when they're not happy with something?
See, this is what I'll say to that, because majority of the white people go to the games, definitely.
Yeah.
It's definitely more white
folks. No, that's definitely
the
majority of
the
season ticket holders are white.
But as far as Madden is concerned, everybody buys Madden.
Yeah.
That's the reason why they had to come out and pretty much say they apologized for what's going on.
No question.
Because they still want that dollar at
least. Was it EA that apologized, or was it?
It was EA.
So it's not.
Because this is the second year in a row. This is the thing that I didn't realize, because like I said, the last Madden I bought had Drew Brees on the cover.
Mm. It's been a while for me too.
So. You know, but now we're finding out that this is the second year in a row, because there was a Mike Will Made It song that had Colin Kaepernick reference, and they bleeped that out too, which really helps Colin Kaepernick as far as the collusion piece is concerned.
Goes right in line with his argument.
If you're going to say, oh, we didn't have the rights to use him as a player, now you got to think, okay, anytime you've had a rapper on your soundtrack, when they've ever referenced somebody else, did they always take out the celebrity's name?
Yep. Right.
You know, if not, then it's like, okay, you specifically, and plus when you listen to it, you're like, no, that came from an engineer. Mm-hmm. Somebody
had to.
That wasn't an accident.
Yeah. That was asked.
Because even games where Michael Jordan wasn't supposed to be in the game,
yeah,
there was a player like Michael Jordan in the game.
Player number 23.
Or there was a really, he might be 99. It was like, why is that white shooting guard really, really good? Yeah, because that's supposed to be Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yo, let's take a quick break and pay some bills real quick. Shout out to Coleman Dental, 317-255-8546. No bad ideas as well. They laces with this one. I really like this one. Red August had his eyes on it, but it might be a wrap for him. I like how the bill has the flavor underneath as well. So shout out to them. Printfinity, we already talked about Printfinity. BringItOnTheBand.com is always a hub. And shout out to Team Backpack as well. We have enjoyed working with them. Hopefully that relationship will continue to grow. We appreciate you guys as well. I didn't mean to break it up, but we got to pay them bills real quick.
Okay. Well, you know.
No doubt.
Don't do that.
I think another point to that, too, would be the fact that they're, especially right now, and I'm not even like, I don't want to say it's necessarily a bad thing, but the culture that we're in right now, as soon as something pops up, social media takes it and it just becomes this spiral of this crazy
100%.
Thing. 100%. Just like, oh no, now 100%. We need to boycott video games, or now 100%. We need to do this. Like, if we take it back a step further, we're talking about EA Sports, then we have to take about, you know, who's the ownership of EA Sports and EA, and then what other games do they play? Are we going that far?
Yep.
You know, I feel like a lot of times it's just kind of thrown out there, you know, like.
I mean, it's an option. I understand that. And with the money going towards something
that's
actually beneficial, then that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Because
to your point, there is a trend going on right now to where you just boycott everything. But that boycott doesn't last very long.
Yeah. Right.
It never lasts very long. So what's the point of just saying that you're going to boycott it and you're doing something, but there's no effort involved as far as creating a difference or, you know what I'm saying, given a different option. Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of the people's criticism in general, is that this is the boycott of the month, or this is what this is for
It's
right
becoming
now.
A thing to do.
It's common. Right. It's as common as crooked cops killing people.
Facts.
Just the other side of the coin.
I want to transition into some music, but y'all have a choice. You have a choice. You can either, you know, contribute to Colin, you can play the game, you can cop the game and contribute to Colin. I'm not sure. It's your world.
I understand why people support football to a certain extent.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? There's kids up here growing up that are trying. That's their goal, is to go to the league.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And we always.
Hopefully some of them have a mindset that they want to change shit within the league.
Yeah.
Hopefully before that even happens, something is changed.
And it's not about us crushing dreams or anything. Like,
nah.
You know, that's to his point. That's a great point. Like, you know, this league has helped a lot of families provide, helped a lot of people provide for families.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we're not knocking that, but it really comes down to a choice. Let's transition to some music. Shout out to all of Memphis, Memphis adjacent.
North, south.
North, mm-hmm. south, east, west.
East, west.
Yeah. Great
Orange
city.
Mel.
Yes, sir.
I want to
try this one real quick before we talk about albums. Dame Dash is a prophet. He called Lior Korn a culture vulture. He's always said that. They say Lior. He's always said Lior Korn is the one that broke up the Rock.
Right. Yeah.
Had Jay tucked to the side, telling right. him to be away from Dame, et cetera. So he was on an interview with the Breakfast Club. Charlamagne asked he was asking the perfect questions. He talked about the culture vulture.
Leor, that is.
Leor was on the Breakfast Club. So Charlamagne says, well, you know, Dame says you're the one that was responsible for the Rock. And Leora Korn says, I don't even know who you're talking about. We all know that's bull. There's multiple photos of them together.
That sounds like somebody else, too. That sounds like 45.
Sounds like something Trump would say.
Yeah, I like
he
that.
Didn't, we all know that. David when, Duke was.
Yeah, you know he's going. You know he has zero accountability.
Trump put that type of deflection on the map now.
Facts. Yeah,
we can all see that now.
Super facts. So
starting trends.
Angela Yee and Charlamagne kind of together kind of mentioned to him, well, how do you feel about these... the opioid culture and all that. He's like, oh, I think it's the worst thing that ever happened to the music industry.
Or he said it's the worst thing that happened to this country. He's not even talking. He said outside the music industry.
I misspoke. Period. Yeah. So then they follow up with the question I was looking for, where it's like, well, how do you feel when an artist actually is into that when you go into the process of signing them and seeing what they want to do? And his response was, I have kids as well.
I got people mm-hmm. I need
I
to feed.
I got people I need to feed.
Look at that.
And at that point, I said, Dame Dash, sir, you are officially a prophet, because this is the epitome of a culture.
Then he said he didn't know who Dame Dash was.
Exactly.
Because I was like, okay, this is a good interview. He's giving until he said, hey, I got people I need to feed.
He was dropping jewels in terms of the actual music industry up until
the
culture vulture.
He works with YouTube Music right now, right?
Yes, he does. He is
300 something.
His title is YouTube's global head of music.
Since
2016.
We discussed his mini documentary on him at the Build one time that he had.
Was that on Complex?
I think so.
Yeah.
It was like a sit down type thing, and they talked about his entire career and all that.
So Fam is a super vulture, joints. Man.
Yeah.
Fam is a super vulture.
Hey, man. Epitome.
I mean, like when he said it like it was just easy, like, yeah, I got kids, I got family to feed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so you want to benefit and feed your family off something that you just said is the worst thing to happen ever.
Yeah.
Come on, man. And Dame actually, there's video of Dame responding to him. And he's going off like,
I told y'all
he was a culture vulture. He had one of the artists from 300 Entertainment. That's who Leora Korn left to go to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an artist there. I can't remember the young man's name, but he's like, yo, I'm on a 360 deal. I got like 8 kids. Leora won't answer my phone calls. Nobody answers my phone calls. I'm out here struggling. I got child support. And
I mean, he was blocking releases on Def Jam.
Yes.
Oh, he was the inventor of the 360 deal, right?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Essentially, or the one of the guys fundamental in bringing that to surface.
Very instrumental.
Okay, yeah.
But he was
blocking
releases on Def Jam in order to get other acts out. So these are acts that are signed to Def Jam, but he was blocking them from coming out or pretty much writing them out of music and stuff that they had to do with.
Yeah.
Well, no, I remember.
I see.
Ja Rule had a group called Cat. It was who he was with, actually, a cat named 01. And I'm not sure if Black Child was in it and Tom Murder. But
sounds like a group I'm happy that he shelved.
Actually, Cash Money Click was, I actually enjoyed their records more than I enjoyed Ja Rule records. And I actually had a value on Ja Rule. Once again, I come from radio.
Every little thing that you do.
All right. Don't do that anymore. And it was a whole thing that whole rollout was basically
that was cold.
Leor was like, nah, I understand this record is done, all these people are on another record label, but now we're gonna go ahead and block this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so like I understand there are a lot of people who have issues with Leor Cohen.
Well, people
Leor stories.
I mean, the thing is, people and Leor is like old, like I believe it's TVT Records.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was TVT Records. So,
Professor Griff was dissing Leora Cohen like
four
or 5 years ago.
Well, Professor Griff was dissing Leora Cohen 4 or 5 days ago.
Shout out to Professor Griff too. He used to come into my branch in DC. That's the whole, he was cool, real cool. I met him.
That was an all star branch
because he came with the situation, where he's like, you know, that same thing that they did to Dame and that they did to Jay. That's basically how they tried to work it with Chuck D, and Professor Griff.
Yes,
it's like let me pull Chuck D to the side. He's the rapper. Let me just go ahead and because this is the guy right here. And then let's kick Professor Griff
the dude that's feeding them all the information.
Which is crazy because, like, I'll just never forget when Professor Griff said, how you going to kick somebody out of a rap group? You know, people get killed for shit like that.
You're right. He was bodying him like three. You're right. I remember
Professor Griff talking about this way back when they did the Public Enemy Behind the Music on VH1.
Moore's point, he just bodied him recently and made all the points that he just made. And I just couldn't believe. I take that back. I believe it. But it's crazy to see. Dame has always been the guy that's like, Dame is crazy. Dame's running his mouth. Dame is crazy. Dame is crazy.
I've never really seen Dame like that, though, man. I've always seen him as.
But he's got that reputation.
He does have that reputation.
Dame wilds out, like, but the thing is, Dame is not wrong.
He always has a point. Because, like, it's funny because you see Dame in a lot of different situations and news stories nowadays. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess he's the one that funded, what's the dude's name that wrote Empire or whatnot?
Oh, Lee Daniels.
Lee Daniels. He gave Lee Daniels like $2 million.
$2 million.
Lee Daniels still has not paid that man
he
his bread.
He confronted him at the Diana Ross concert.
He confronted him about it to the point where he had to talk about it on TV.
Like, and he said he owes it.
Yeah, I do owe Dame, I'm going to get you squared away.
So Dame is batting 1,000 in terms of this foolishness out
here. He ain't out here lying.
He's
look,
not
Dame, to the public at all.
Dame back in the day went in and smacked Harvey Weinstein.
He shot at you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like,
don't do that.
He walked in on a Def Jam meeting when I was trying to not include him in ordeals that had to do with Jay.
Shout out to Choke No
Joke. There's a whole video about that out. Yeah.
Choke No Joke shot that joint. And he destroyed Kevin Lyles.
Yeah.
Like a bitch.
Hey.
Yeah, that's what it was. I see you. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And it's just crazy, man, because fam was so nonchalant about,
man,
this is what we do. Worst part for me was he was like, yeah, we signed the artists knowing that they want to do this or they're involved in this or this is a part of them. It comes with them. But we do want to get them help after we sign them.
That's one of the reasons why artists have evolved and are smarter now. Chance the Rapper.
He called them junkies. He's like, you guys are junkies.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's not what I'm talking about at all. What I'm talking about are the artists that are taking pretty much their skills, their talent, their business acumen into their own hands.
Facts.
They're doing this without deals because the deals are pretty much screwing everybody over.
Yeah.
So if I can generate my own fan base, I have my own producers. I can pay to get my records and stuff printed up or pressed up. I mean, nowadays everything is MP3 anyway. It's a lot easier. And that can generate a tour. And what do I need you for?
Shout out to Freddie Gibbs. He's somebody else is doing that with the last Freddie album. Fam got pillows. Like, he got wax. And he's been independent for a minute. So,
shout out to Sirius Black. Sirius Black just put out some wax.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a different state of mind, too. I think artists are finally understanding that there's two things. I think artists view the signing a record deal as propelling them to that next level. Mm-hmm. Now, so like, okay, I can do all this stuff independently, but if I want to make that extra money, then I can go sign this deal, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of artists are actually seeing beyond that and saying, well, maybe I don't need. This is something we talk about in The Build, again, not to bring that up, but
please bring it up.
But it's the idea that, you know, how valuable is control over your own product and your own self? So if you have full control of your product, you can put out whatever you want, whenever you want. You still have all full ownership of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you own everything. You decide where your money is going. Why do I need somebody else as a middleman to take any percentage of my money, whether that's 10%, whether that's 20%, et cetera. You don't really need that. So why not?
The only way that it makes sense is if it's a distribution deal.
Distribution is important.
That is important, but it depends on what they're selling. Because
you're
not really selling a hard copy of a CD.
Yeah, what's distribution?
And that's where I was going. That's where I was going.
Yeah.
That's where I was going.
Distribution is like, hey, let's make sure it's on Spotify, Tidal. and Google Music.
True. But this is why people are putting out records now, because records are more novelty than anything.
Right.
That's the reason why people are pressing up.
So now there's multiple distribution deals. So you'll have a digital distribution deal with this company, and you'll have a physical one for vinyl for this company. You might have another distribution for your merchandise for this company over here. But I think what artists are starting to realize is that, you know, you don't have to be Jay-Z to be successful as a hip-hop
artist. Those days are gone.
And if anything, they literally gave you the blueprint, no pun intended, on how to do it, because they marched into Def Jam and got a deal which still made them independent.
Right.
Similar to what Cash Money and No Limit
Because Def Jam
did.
Just put Rockefeller's records in the stores. That's basically what they did.
Right.
Yeah. But at the same time, even if now, if you take it to the extreme to where we are now, where extreme meaning independent wise, you have artists that don't have any type of distribution deals outside of the company that they sign their digital release with and the company that prints their vinyl or whatever. You know, there was
Chance's album came out on SoundCloud first, I think.
There was a time. Well, Run the Jewels came out and it was free.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just, and they have a completely different model, but. I think the bigger thing here is that
stadiums.
I think artists are starting to realize that it's not all or nothing. It's not I have to make millions of dollars or I'm not going to be there. I think artists are starting to realize, well, I can make maybe $100,000 and be all right, or I can make $50,000, or I can make $20,000 and grind a little harder and increase it. You look at the Odysseys. You look at how somebody like Odyssey has built his career. You see artists that are,
I got a name for you, and it's on a lower scale from my Odyssey, but you look at a rapper that was a part of a group that was, we all would say, I would assume would be iconic. You look at Little Brother, right? Mm-hmm. So you got two artists. Well, actually, Ninth Wind did Jamla. That's a separate entity in itself, but you look at Fonte. He went to the foreign exchange. They're perfectly fine. You look at even Big Pooh. Like, Big Pooh, every time I look up on Instagram, he's a part of another tour. He's going somewhere. He's performing.
Right.
Like, he's still out there making a living and being cool off a core fan base.
Fan base and relationships.
And relationships.
You know, building those relationships. Yeah. You know, that's the important part of it.
I don't even know what label, or if there's a label that foreign exchange will be associated with.
They're their own entity. It's the foreign exchange. It's Nicolay and Fonte and whatever music they put out and their associates and all that stuff. And
they distribute their own music.
Yeah.
Like, I literally bought, I know I just said CDs are pretty much obsolete for the most part, but I bought Fonte's last release from that website, and he signed it personally. Mm-hmm. Like, that's pretty much the rollout now. To give you an incentive on buying an album, a CD, a tape, or whatnot, they're going to throw something else extra in. You're going to get a poster. You might get something signed. That's pretty much the market of,
like, what David
selling
Banner
records
did.
And stuff.
The God Box.
You put the God Box, you got a couple of DVDs, you got a flag, a T-shirt, you got like, you know, but that's
what. I didn't even see what the price was for that, but I kind of wanted one of those, man. Mm-hmm. I fool with David Banner
because he said, you know, like, you know, as far as you being able to stream it for free, and he gets a couple cents. He's like, I didn't put a couple cents into making this,
right?
So, but he got all his money back, and you haven't heard one of those songs on the radio. You know, I've seen his videos because I'm a David Banner fan.
But David Banner's making so much bread off public speaking, touring.
Well, but that's relevant, though, to what we're talking about, though.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
He built his brand.
He built his brand, yeah. He built his brand.
So maybe, I guess it goes into it because it's built on the relationship and based on how he's building it. So, like, he can put his project out. It may have cost money, but, you know, if you're an independent artist, sure, you got costs that go into making it. You have to put all this money up.
Yep.
But you don't have people in your pockets when you get the money back.
Exactly.
And that's the difference. And you can keep your royalties as long as you have your publishing.
And David Banner definitely has royalties. He has
absolutely.
He has a lot of music that he's produced. He's got movies that he was in.
Scored commercials, scored films. So.
And to Mike's point.
So he has that luxury. So that maybe it's different for other people.
Yeah,
but
to Mike's point, it took him his career to get to the point to where he can now speak. So he continued to be persistent in not only being open to being a hip hop artist, but also somebody that he speaks now in colleges and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And that's another
thing. He's known as something. He's got another avenue of income. So you're creating.
And that's another thing too with David Banner, somebody that took that route. he doesn't have to make another album. He's going to remain relevant because of his views on things. You know what I'm saying?
People want to hear some. There are people who would rather hear him speak than to hear him rap.
Exactly.
But that's in the, you know.
That's the genius of it, and that's the beauty of it.
And that's not a diss.
No, it's not a diss.
I just want to.
That's kind of like
that.
That's the beauty of the independence.
That's like what's your guy?
Sex Leaders.
Nah,
well, I see you long. Shout out to
Dick Gregory.
Oh, yeah.
Dick Gregory started out as a comedian.
There are people who have no concept of that. They just know him as somebody who is a speaker.
Exactly. Right. They don't know anything about him making jokes.
He and Cosby are in that same class.
Right.
Like, Dick Gregory is the dude that opened the door for the Cosbys and everybody
else. To be able to stand.
He was part of the civil rights movement, all that.
Certainly. Heavy, though.
Yeah.
So, and with using that, we talked about David Banner as an example. Like, it's just... It just shows how cold it is to be able to be independent because, to Lone's point, he built up the clientele to be able to speak, but he's also pushing the God box as he speaks.
Exactly.
So it works. It all works hand in hand.
Yep. So full
it's
of
just
double
part
entendres.
Of him. Yeah. You know, it's just part of him.
That's dope. Like, yeah. So I'm all for it, man. Like the independent move. We always talk about on your own or whatever, but there are so many people that are still successful on a lower scale that might not be the scale, the stadium scale or what everybody, you know, wants to be. But it's a lot of people that are living a very great life, you know what I'm saying, doing what they do.
Absolutely.
So.
Hey, then, shout out to Tragic real quick.
Yeah, shout out to the homie Tragic, man. I was texting with him earlier, and he landed a role on Empire. So
nice.
Tragic is a rapper here in Indianapolis. Actually, I'm a fan. I slept for a while because I wasn't quite up on him, but I got a chance to meet him.
He done a lot of stuff with Dylan Prevails, right?
Yeah. Shout out to Joey French, Dylan Prevails.
He'll be performing at Trees.
Yes. And I got a chance to chop it up with Tragic in Chicago one time. We went on a trip together, so I got a chance to get a feel for the homie. He's actually a good dude, man. Makes some dope music. You know what I'm saying? He got that street culture, that street vibe, but it's dope. It's good
product. Y'all better holler at him for them features for the price.
Man,
Dylan too for them beats for the price go up.
Yeah, Tragic about to get that bag, man.
Making bangers every day.
I'm going to stay out of his pockets, but we proud of you, boy. That's a good look.
Straight
shout out to Joey French and Dylan Prevails as well because
absolutely.
Tragic did tell me his character is going to involve rapping. Mm-hmm. So there's a chance that he's probably going to more than likely perform a record that Dylan and Joey had some in there. So they're going to get a check from that. So that's big for the city.
Well, that Indianapolis connection on Empire.
I know, right?
Between DJ Prince.
DJ Prince. What was the other
artist,
young kid?
No, I was thinking about man. Oh gosh, I feel bad. The artist he does with the
Lobin.
Yeah, Lobin.
Yeah.
He's in the Hit Breakers alumni.
And
definitely.
There was another younger kid that was on there that's from here as well.
Oh, really?
Around the same age as Prince.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, so like that show has a real like it's crazy. It's set in Chicago. It's filmed. It's set in New York. Mm-hmm. It's filmed in Chicago.
Filmed in Chicago.
Right. But there is a strong. Not just Indiana, but Indianapolis connection. So shout out to Lobin, shout out to Tragic, shout out to DJ Prince for using that platform.
Yeah, I met Lobin at Coaches one night.
Like that.
He said he actually watched the show or something.
I remember
it's
that.
Crazy.
If you're watching, what up?
Way back in the day when he was in the Hit Breakers record pool, shout out DJ Rec One. We were. I remember telling him, "I was like, dude, you are the hardest working DJ I know," and it was partially because. He was like working in like basically nursing home and digging graves. Like Lobin was
you said digging graves.
I might be exaggerating.
So
that.
He went from like, assisted living to digging graves.
So there was just, so no, he just like, followed the clients, right?
Right. No, exactly.
Like
wow. I wish I had some. Follow the drip.
Straight up, like he came to one of our.
Loan is a
team. We would have record pool meetings. This is when record companies had money to spend on DJs, and I was like, man, you the hardest working DJ, and like. He said that's part of why he started doing what he did. So
hey.
Shout out to Lobin. That's my guy.
But let's make sure we keep that. We make sure we shout out Tragic because that is super dope to me.
It is.
I think that brother deserves that.
Trap Town is hot in the streets right now.
Yes, sir. I don't meet too many genuine people, so I'm happy for that brother, and I hope everything goes well. I think he sent me just so I make sure I'm right. I'm make sure I get my facts right. He said it's episode 2. He's going to be a rapper trying to get a deal. So hopefully he performs those records with our homies. You know,
hey, I'm going to watch it off the strength of that because I actually stopped watching Empire. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Yeah.
But since he's on there,
yeah.
I'm going to support Naptown.
So we on that.
Shout out to just Indianapolis hip hop getting that look. Shout out to Diop getting that and Man Dog getting that look on Spike She's Gotta Have It.
Yeah, yeah,
like
man.
I said,
we out here.
I mean, like I'm telling you, like Indiana is so many jewels here, and like I said, we're a local podcast with an international vision. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, anyone who's listening outside of the city and you need to find that talent, you need to be here in Treese on the 25th.
When it happens,
because it's going to be real.
In Double XL, or was it Complex?
No, it's Double XL.
Double XL. Okay, just shouted out Treese as one of the music festivals that you should attend.
Yeah. So before it starts popping, y'all need to come on here.
Oh, it's popping already.
Well, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Before it blows, y'all make sure y'all come on down and get a chance to experience this, because we got a lot of good things going.
Yep.
I know the new old heads crew is forming. We Voltron out here, so there's a lot of...
We got a stage there.
Yeah, so we'll have a stage. Yeah, and we really... And
with Decademics.
I was telling Tragic this, and I told the Drunken Knights this. I told my man T from Stakes Is High. It's not about hate, man. It's all about supporting people. If you see somebody that gets a look, clap for that man.
Straight up.
Yeah. It's not that hard to clap for somebody and get back to what you were working on. So take time to clap for somebody and show them love, because to me, that's a dope accomplishment. That brother deserves to get clapped for, so indeed. I'm happy for him.
Speaking of local music, let's talk on some music real quick.
Yes, sir, before we get out of here. Shout out to the homie Double A from Indianapolis. He dropped a project called Peaked. I believe it is an 8-track EP. Seven or eight. Diop was on there. Local artists from here, as well as Jeremiah Stokes.
Fox the Legend.
Fox the Legend. And who am I missing?
Distinct was on there as well. Some other people, yeah.
I personally would say this is a good representation of Indianapolis music in terms of the hip hop scene. From what I heard,
as far as like 7-track projects,
you know, we talk about those.
It's one of my favorite 7-track projects that's come out. So.
It's actually better than Ye. So shout out to Double A. We see you. Yeah, I said that. Other stuff that came out: Mac Miller Swimming, which I think is absolutely dope. You got to be in the right mood musically, sonically. It's pleasing on my ears.
Definitely musically. Definitely musically and sonically.
I mean, every project you listen to, you got to be in the right
right
everything. It's just dope, man.
I'm just telling you, I thought Mac Miller was cool, but this project had me
his last
going
two
over saying like yo, what is
I think
yeah,
his last
two or three really.
Yeah,
I want two or three might be right. Yeah,
and this
now
I'm going to
go back and check that stuff out. So
yeah,
because this new project is really,
shout out to
really
Mac
good.
Miller putting time into his project.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was saying earlier.
As a popular artist,
Mac Miller is concerned.
Yes,
he always elevates his game. It seems like on each release.
Yes, sir.
He's musically growing every time.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Cannot front on that.
Yeah, so I really like that.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Yeah, so shout out to Mac Miller, because I love this project. I'm a musical dude anyway, so
Swimming?
It's called Swimming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Travis Scott dropped
Red August don't like it.
No, he doesn't.
He said it was boring.
Well, we don't
You can be boring too. Yeah. That's all right.
You just gotta be in the
be
mood.
Be boring
to
in that
to
corner.
It.
Yeah, we ain't tripping about him. Shout out to Travis Scott, Astroworld. I think J Diff said it's better than Scarface the Fix.
I did not say that. Texas. Why would you scream blasphemy?
I ain't gonna put that on you like
why
that.
Why would you do that?
Tell me about Travis Scott. I thought it was solid. I didn't think it you know, was that, but go ahead, brother. I'm going to let you cook.
I think it's solid as well.
Put the camera on him now. Go ahead, man. I'm going to let you cook.
It is definitely a nod to Texas.
Yes.
Houston, that is.
Yep.
With his sampling, his style on some of the songs is definitely that Texas feel.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a solid album, man. Like, real solid.
The one thing I can say about the Travis Scott project is he wasn't bullshitting with this. Like, he actually took his time. He put effort into the project. You can tell when somebody just tries to put
sounds
something.
Sounds like an effortful commercial project, right?
An effortful commercial
give
project.
You that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
I haven't
and
heard
the thing
it yet,
is,
so
the thing
I want to hear it.
I would not classify it as trash. There's no way I would do
why
that.
Why would you even say that?
I'm just letting y'all know.
Because we said commercial.
Exactly.
Well, our commercial ain't trash, though.
That's another topic. Go ahead.
Right. Wow, really? It's not. All commercial is not
Kiki,
trash.
I ain't no. said what. I just said that's me. Another topic.
This is what I'll say about.
Shout out to Kiki.
No, fuck Kiki.
Damn.
This is what I'll Kiki. Say.
Man, you ain't got a little cousin named Kiki?
I don't. This is what I'll say about Travis Scott, though. It replaces, because like this summer, this past few months, there's always tracks and stuff you're looking for as far as the sound of the summer.
Sure.
It's been real Drake heavy.
Very Drake heavy.
Very Drake heavy. Whether you like him or not, if you go out, you're going to hear a lot of Drake.
No question.
He's going to compete with that?
Oh, definitely. He's definitely
he's actually
competing
moving
with that.
Crazy units. On, he's projected to move. I mean,
people he's got a on. He's got a certain sound. A lot of people kind of take Travis Scott's sound, and he's responsible for a lot of Ye's influence.
The
here
first
lately.
Couple records sound exactly like Kanye records.
It doesn't
to me.
Sound exactly like Kanye.
I'm talking
records.
About the influence, man. You could tell that he and Kanye were working together. That's
I
can, all.
I will say this though. I don't know if anybody went to the Kanye West tour.
You love Travis Scott.
Last year. I wouldn't say all that either, but his project is dope.
It is.
There were like interludes in the show where like there were like instrumentals and things like that playing, and I swear there were instrumentals playing at his show that are featured on Travis Scott's album.
Interesting.
Like kind of like the choir singing type stuff. Yeah. Like he would have like visuals showing and there will be like this kind of ambient type music playing.
So Ye's been with Travis Scott a lot.
Travis Scott was actually there at the concert.
He
started the tour here in Indianapolis.
They
Indiana.
Say he was helping over Pablo as well. He was helping with Pablo as well. So
I'm sure he has. I mean,
I'm cool with that. It's cool.
There's always artists that you just start hearing about that were pretty much inspiration and influential to projects that it came out.
Sure.
That's just like Ty Dolla $ign. He's responsible for a lot of shit out here right now.
I believe it. I believe
what else?
It.
What else dropped? So I know Pope dropped the two track project EP today.
You know what?
I don't remember the name of it. It's,
but I can look that up real quick.
I'll
I
look
did
it
not
up.
Get the name.
What else?
Let's see. What else we had? We had
YG dropped the album. I didn't really listen to that.
I didn't peep that one yet.
I think I might have listened to three songs, but I did listen to the whole Silk the Shocker.
Yes.
Let me go ahead and just extend this episode.
So let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and talk about Silk the Shocker real quick. It's called It Will All Make Sense Later. Shout out to Common. So
everybody got to fighting.
So Birdcage Sessions presents Bury Me Alive. It's Pope's two-track project.
Pope. Shout out to Pope Adrian Blunt in Indianapolis.
He's dropping a full joint here soon.
Later the end of the month. Anyways, back to
we rock
back to Silk the Shocker.
But yeah, so Silk was on his...
Silk of the Shocker.
Hey, what's talking about?
Silk drew from his inner...
He drew from his inner...
He drew from his inner Common. It will all make sense later.
Look, I need to make sense right now, man.
He got about 18 joints. Of, you know,
18.
What I'm saying?
He's taking it
17,
old
18
he
joints.
He's bullshitting out here. Huh?
He's like, let me put out a bloated
it's
album.
A lot of
bloated album.
It's a lot of
he
wants
them checks.
I'm not mad. He's like the originator of like the Migos ad libs.
He is. Hey, Silk ad libs is all. I've always been cold.
Mm. No, they haven't.
No, they haven't.
I've always liked
no.
It.
The only I, this is
while what, I'm fucking
what fuck, see what we were just doing. So he's got ad libs and he's got doubles, right?
Yeah.
So people can kind of get those two things confused. His doubles were always like competing with his verse.
Well,
his
because he's always trying to
because he's
a
always
whole
like
bunch
trying
of words
to fit a whole bunch of words
into
the
this,
same time.
Yeah,
see, this
the same
is
thing.
This is what's going on.
Yeah.
This is a Silk
this is
project.
A Silk verse right now.
Oh,
right.
What
this
y'all
what's
doing?
Going in.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay.
Whole bunch of words.
Yeah.
And it's not the same as like a Busta Rhymes that does a bunch of words.
Okay.
But it's timed perfectly to where you can hear every syllable. It's hitting every beat. It's on time.
That's a Busta Rhymes. Silk's you know, like so. But I will say, just from briefly listening to the few joints we listened before we went on, because I haven't heard the whole thing, it doesn't sound as bad as it used to sound.
I'll put it to you this way. He's on beat more now than he was when we were in high school.
Yeah, I think
he got hood classics from high school.
Well,
hey, Silk,
the Shocker album.
Hey man, spot your eyes in the middle of a busy intersection and cry like it's going the fastest. Jump in front of rural fast.
Rural fast.
Hey Silk,
hey, you know what?
Hey,
you know
spot
who,
me something, homie.
You know
man,
who
spot
actually
your eyes
took
in the middle of a busy intersection and cry like it's going the fastest. Jump in front of rural fast.
You know who took notes from Silk though?
Who is that?
Oh, what's his name? He run with our damn.
Who's that?
What is his name?
The dude that runs
Booty. He got the song Booty.
Booty.
Oh, yeah. Black Youngster.
Black Youngster took some notes from Silk the Shocker because he'd be on his videos talking about fuck you whores and fuck you and real.
So the way Silk the Shocker rap, that's
how
Black Youngster talks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Silk.
And fuck your great grandmama. Yeah, that's Silk shit right there.
That's a special brother, man. Yeah. I'm going to leave him alone. Shout out to Memphis. That's a special brother.
Respect. Mike's scared of Memphis.
I am, man. They got hitters in Memphis.
We don't want no smoke, though.
I don't want no smoke with Memphis. They got hitters in Memphis. Mm-hmm. Is there anything I'm missing we want to publish?
We got hitters here. Remember, this is the most dangerous place in the world.
On earth.
Yes. Alcatraz around here. Jay Moore, we got anything popping with you?
Let's see. The only big thing I got popping is, of course, every Thursday night I've been Tiki Bob's with Lemmy Vice. And this week, DJ Gabby Love, she had a couple weeks off, so she's going to be with me there tonight. So it's just Thursday. And, of course, man, it's take that Tuesday. Every Tuesday. Tuesday. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell them to act right.
Every Tuesday.
Come through. And let's see, don't forget on the 25th, I believe, is the
Outcast.
Outcast.
No, it's the 18th, I believe, ain't it?
Is it? Oh, yes, right. It's the 25th is Trees.
Yeah,
it's the 18th, which is going to be the Outcast Icon Live at the Jazz Kitchen.
That shall be grand.
That's going to be an incredible show. So
I'll be there.
If you were at the Tribe Called Quest tribute,
yes, sir.
Then we're just doing that, but we're doing it with Outcast and taking it to a whole nother level. So shout out to Sir Doug and Old Soul Entertainment.
JD, if we got anything popping. For yourself.
This weekend, nah, it's all print Fendi business for the most part.
I like that. I can't wait till y'all see my line. Longevity, is there anything else?
You know, just
come on, man.
Doing what I do.
I think I'm gonna go ahead and
it's
leave
a whole
it
lot
there.
Of shit.
That's why they put me out in the hallway alone. Last guy that could reach me. Shout out to Silk, man. Let's go episode.
Real fast, real quick.
Yeah. Every Saturday.
Yes.
Sex Leader Saturdays.
Hey.
Shout out to my homie Grit, Section Leader Saturdays. We have dropped Glide and Nova. This is an experimental project. Myself, Longevity, and my homie Grit.
We're dropping Nada on Saturday.
Yeah, it's pretty good music, man. So hopefully y'all like it. Check it out. This is episode 93. We're going to wrap it up. Shout out to Red August, as always, making us look great, as he always does. Section Leader's merch, I see you. No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, Printfinity, bringing down the band.com. And Team Backpack, we appreciate you guys for the love, and we will see you all next week. This hat is mine.
Sign up for our Patreon. We got vinyl raffles.
Peace.
These are raffles.
Holler at your boy. Scream at your frog. With your bitch ass.
I'm sorry, Ben.
It's all because of you. I'm feeling that.